Coming up, Juneteenth is a week from Friday. June 19th, Knox County has its own way of celebrating. So the second annual Knox County Miss Juneteenth pageant. It's this Saturday, June 13th, at the Knox College Center for Fine Arts. Pam Davidson is the organizer. She joins us now via the phone line. Pam, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're doing pretty well. The real heat hasn't sank in yet, and so we're still soaking up the AC. But no, we're doing very, very well. And so, you know, Pam, we'll jump right into it. We'll get to the pageant in just a minute. But first, if you want to talk to us a little bit more about the reason why we're here. So take us back to June 19th, 1865. What happened that day, and why does it matter?
It matters because thousands of armed Black United States soldiers, which a lot of them were Black, they live in Texas, and they see that slavery is still existing. Like, the president did not sign a proclamation to free all slaves. And so they alert the slave owners and the slaves that they are free. And at that time, it was truly a celebration that they thought would never happen. But this celebration still continues on today. So I am glad and so excited that Galesburg is taking a part of it. Just remember the times that the men and the children are free from the bondage of slavery, and plus that we are all Americans. So that's why we celebrate Juneteenth.
Pam, how do you think a pageant connects to this history? What made you think that, you know, the Knox County should celebrate Juneteenth with the pageant?
Well, throughout the United States, they have Juneteenth pageants, just like in Robbie before your day. But the LULAC used to have pageants also for the Latino community. But the pageant isn't about beauty and fine dresses. It's about educating and empowering young women across Knox County and giving them the opportunity to learn leadership and community engagement. So that's why I think it's important for just not young Black girls, because it's open up to all races, but the education part about our history and Juneteenth. That's why I think it's very important.
We're talking with Pam Davidson, organizer of the second annual Knox County Miss Juneteenth pageant, coming up Saturday, June 13th, at the Knox College Center for Fine Arts. So, Pam, of course, this year, it's year two. How has the pageant grown since last year?
Well, it's probably about the same as girls we had last year. But I want to say thank you. I am one of the parts, but we also have, I couldn't do this by myself, is Erin Pugh. She is the Democratic Knox County board member. And Abby Colvin-Thomas, she works for the Commerce. Us three together, I call us the boss lady planners. We have worked since last year and this year to do this. And it kind of got thrown in our laps. So I want to let you know that by a contestant's mother, and said, they have Miss Juneteenth pageant in Peoria and Davenport. Why can't we have one in Galesburg? And we said, yeah, that's a great idea, but you can't be in charge because you have a daughter in it. So, it is wonderful. We enjoy the young ladies. We enjoy all of our sponsors, and we couldn't do it without a community like Galesburg.
So you have three age divisions: Little Miss for ages 5 to 9, Junior Miss for ages 10 to 14, and then Miss for 15 to 18. I think you have 12 contestants this year. Talk about the process. Yes. And what these women go through.
Well, the process is first they sign up online. They have a dance that they put on as a group. So they have to go to practices, and then they all choose a historical Black female, and they have to learn about that person. And so they do their dance, and then they do a skit about the person that they choose. We have people like Oprah Winfrey. We have people like Supreme Judge Jackson, you know. So they learn about Black women within the United States, and they come in character and they do that. And then they come in their evening gown dress, and they learn how to speak. They learn how to be work in a group with a dance, and they learn how to just about our community and everything else. So it's several weeks of practice before the day. And I tell you one thing, they had a practice last night and I was there, and they look phenomenal. They are just great young girls.
Oh, that's great. Well, you're, of course, Pam, your mission is about leadership development and community engagement. So you kind of mentioned some of the things, but it sounds like the girls are taking quite a bit away from participating in the pageant.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And that's what it's about. And everybody that comes, they take away from stuff, too. They learn stuff that they might not know, you know. And
yeah.
We have our MC is Jarvis Hodges, and he if you know him, he's
he'll light up the crowd,
laughter and fun and great, and I'm so excited.
Yeah, you got
so excited.
Hall of Famer Jarvis is going to be emceeing it.
That's right, Hall of Famer. Yes, he is.
So the winner will serve as a Knox County Youth Ambassador of sorts. What does that role look like over the course of her year?
She attends different events, and of course they're in the Labor Day parades and stuff like that. But they speak at like NAACP. They're announced at the NAACP gala and different youth things throughout Galesburg.
Has anything, Pam, surprised you about the pageant itself, the young women that have participated, anything that has stood out between last year or this year?
I would say this year and last year. You know, girls, young girls in their minds, they think of the pageant as zero shape, you know, and with no curves, or they're just, you know, that picture Miss America with the crown, hair perfect, everything. But there's a young girl last year, our junior miss. She was like, I can't do this. I just can't. I'm not as beautiful. She had very low self-esteem. But when she got up there and had the question, why do you want to be Miss Juneteenth? She said, I want young girls that look like me know that they can do it. I almost cried. And I wasn't a part of the judging, but when she won, I was shouting just as much as she was, because you see girls of all shapes, colors there, and they know that they are just important as any girl out there, and they can be Miss Juneteenth. And that's what they take away. They take away that they're all beautiful within themselves.
Pam Davison is with us previewing the Knox County Miss Juneteenth pageant this Saturday, June 13th, at Knox College Center for Fine Arts. Doors open at 4:30, pageant at 5. Pam, what can people expect when they come on Saturday?
When they come on Saturday, they're going to expect a time of their life, and it's free. I mean, we are asking for donations because we're doing this on our own. But they're gonna see beautiful young women. And they're going to learn about Black history, and they're going to learn about Juneteenth. It's going to be exciting, nice music, and, you know, I don't know if you can hear me pop snap of my fingers. It's gonna be a great afternoon. Just wonderful, exciting, bright, educational. Please come. Come, everybody. Bring your friends. Bring your neighbors.
Well, and Pam, I mean, you mentioned that, I mean, yes, it's a free event. You are accepting donations. There is a cost to putting on an event like this, but keeping the door open and free for everyone was important. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes. Open it and being free for everybody, because they get a chance to see something very unique and special and learn something. And I wanted to make sure that anybody, if they wanted to come, they can come. So, yes. But it is a cost, and we have great sponsors. People have openly gave us money to put this on, because even the rental of Knox College of the Fine Arts, it's a cost. And it's a cost for the roses. It's a cost for everything. But I think it's very important, and a lot of people, our sponsors, think it's very important. So we're very thankful, and I will always make sure that it's free for anybody to come in.
Finally, as we wrap up, obviously it's too late to probably enter for this year, but for a parent or grandparent with a daughter or granddaughter between 5 and 18 ages, what would you tell them about getting involved in future years?
I would tell them to check our Facebook page for our next, and we will be holding it next year. And please tell your young ones to sign up, because it is a great experience and a fun time for all.
Well, Pam, we are out of time, but we really appreciate you taking some time out and talking with us. And once again, Pam Davidson, organizer of the second annual Knox County Miss Juneteenth pageant. A big thank you, Pam, for joining us this morning. The pageant coming up on Saturday, June 13th, Knox College Center for the Fine Arts. Doors are at 4:30. The pageant gets underway at 5. Absolutely free to attend. Donations are welcome. You can find the event on Facebook. Search Miss Knox County Juneteenth Pageant. So, Pam, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.